one of the approaches to organize information contained in verbs is to count up the number of arguments the verb can take. And according to this criteria, verbs fall into avalent, for example, the verb to rain. This verb denotes a situation where logically there is no participant because it is a natural phenomenon and you can't expect someone to be doing it. There are monovalent verbs. As it follows from their name, these are verbs which can take only one participant. You can say John sleeps, and you can't say John sleeps a fish. That is, monovalent verbs open only one position, and this position is taken by John. The next class of verbs is divalent verbs. These are verbs that can take two arguments. For example, the verb to find. There is someone who finds, and there is something which is found. You can build a sentence with this verb, like John finds some money. And the sentence like John finds doesn't sound grammatical. It doesn't sound semantically complete, because the verb to find, being divalent, opens two positions which have to be filled. We move on to the next class of verbs, which are polyvalent verbs. Again, as it follows from their name, polyvalent verbs can take many arguments, more than two. They can be three arguments, as with the verb to give. One person gives something to another person. Three arguments are here. You can consider the example, John gives Mary an apple. There are some polyvalent verbs which can take even four arguments. The verb to exchange is an example. In the situation of exchanging, one person, the first participant, gives something, which is another participant, to another person, one more participant, and gets something else, one more participant in return. As you see, four participants of the situation are reflected by the verb to exchange, which is a polyvalent verb taking four arguments. So one of the approaches to organize information that the verbs carry is to analyze the number of arguments they can take and to group them accordingly.